Darcy, let's start off. How touched have you been by the support of everyone in and outside the Speedway family in the past few months?
Yeah, it's been nuts. I mean, I think not even just in the Speedway world, outside of it's been very helpful and means a lot, of course. And then you've got the Speedway community, which has been on top of it. And, you know, every day is now we're 3 months after the crash. And, you know, still got the Facebook page, the support group. And I mean, every day there's still 20 posts and people still writing long messages. So it's definitely, it's calmed down a lot. Of course, you know, it's not going to go forever. But, you know, the first meeting of it all was quite overwhelming.
And you get people like Mark Webber, Valentino Rossi, even some of the Australian cricketers. It shows that you support from all sporting spectrums, basically.
Yeah, well, Mark's been really good. Mark Webber has been come visit me in the hospital and, you know, he's helped with a lot of charity stuff and still helping now with flying home and whatnot. So I'm very thankful for, obviously, with the Valentino stuff with Monster. Monster's still very close relationship, so I'm very thankful. A couple of Australian jerseys, which nice touch to my room, I guess.
I was going to mention actually Joe from Monster Energy, because sometimes you sponsors, you just think it's just someone putting the logo, but they've just been there for you all the way. I know Joe in particular.
Yeah, Monster in particular has got to be the closest relationship I've got in sponsorship. I mean, I've got a lot of, there's not one sponsor that I've got now that hasn't still want to be on board with me, which going down to, you know, County Crest Pallets, which is my pool sponsor, and then my fork rent, which was the sponsor of Guy Nichols, which me and Chris did the team with last year. So still got my clothing sponsor with Loose Kid Industries and, you know, M2I Helmets. Then they're all doing a design to auction off and make a design that they can sell in the stores. So, yeah, it's been good. Couldn't ask for more, really.
If we go back this 3 months, what do you remember of the crash?
Everything. Yeah, I was lucky enough that, yeah, I had a good helmet and I didn't have any brain injury or head injury because it was a quite nasty crash. So we were lucky enough not to hit my head because it could have easily have happened. But yeah, I remember everything. I remember, you know, in the pits before it was the last race, I hadn't had the best meeting and, you know, I sort of thought to myself, I want to win this race because I've had not the best day. It was still an okay day, but a little below average. So, yeah, I remember it all, really. I remember tumbling into the ground and it was all quite fast. You know, when you're tumbling, it's hard to prospect where you are and what's going on. But, yeah, I remember, you know, laying there before the ambulance got to me and, you know, thinking in my head, like, this ain't good. Like, I couldn't feel nothing. And then the ambulance got to me and I told them I couldn't feel anything from, you know, pretty much my shoulders down. But I could feel, you know, the break I had in my arm, I could feel that a little bit, just a little bit of a dull pain. And then I remember going to the hospital and that's about it, until I woke up.
You guys are pretty tough guys riding Speedway. You're used to some bad crashes, but did you know from that first moment that this was on another level to it?
Hard to say. I guess you're not thinking about too much about what's going on or, you know, what have you done. And it was just more of the moment of trying to get past that moment. You know, now I look back at some of the moments I had when I was in my bad element of the injury, you know. Now it's not too bad, I guess. I'm in no pain now, which is a difference. But, you know, when I was in the element of the injury, you know, you look back at it and it sucked a lot. There was quite a lot of pain, but you live in that moment and you try to get through that moment and now you look back at it and you know it's nothing.
And the first few days, I imagine, there was quite a few drugs. I know Neil Middleditch and Chris Holder came straight to be by your bedside, but how were those first few days afterwards?
Yeah, just laying there. You know, everyone, it was Chris, Davey, Midlow, my mechanics, Monster Joe and his wife, and then my dad showed up a day later, and then the day after that my brother and my mum come. So everyone was always beside me and in Poland, but everyone was trying to sort out things, you know. It was we wanted to get out of Poland, we wanted to get back to England because the Polish hospital was not ideal. I wouldn't go back there, that's for sure. But so, you know, they were by my bed, but they were also in and out trying to sort out you know, I had to get the medical there to fly back to England, laid in a private jet, laid down. So, you know, insurance, we needed them to pay for that. So there was a lot of stuff, and they were trying to ask me questions about my insurance. I don't know. Like, you know, it was hard for me to answer stuff. But we got it done, I guess.
And it must be difficult to take some time to accept when something like this has happened.
Yeah, some days are right. Some days, you know, obviously I know what's going on. And I know that this is probably it forever, but I also know that, you know, a lot of things can happen in life and miracles happen. And, you know, in the medicine this day and age and technology is where no one probably thought 5 years ago where it is today. So who knows what the next 5 years are going to hold. But, yeah, it's not easy, that's for sure.
And the physio and rehabilitation must take a lot of motivation and determination to keep going day after day for those improvements.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it. It's quite frustrating. You know, they make me do anything little that a kid could do, but I frustrate to do. So it's quite hard, but, you know, I've been lucky enough that Lizzie, my girlfriend, has been there every day and sleeps in the same bed as me in the hospital, and, you know, we wake up and she helps me get up in the morning and pushes me to go. So if it wasn't for her, it'd probably be a lot different.